This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To read over morning coffee that just a button pushed in the right direction could have saved more lives in that horrible Florida condo collapse a year ago. And big news coming out of Washington that affects all of us. And it has to do with guns. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. So here's the scoop. The Supreme Court struck down the New York law limiting guns in public, yes. And then there was a Senate gun bill. And what does the Senate gun bill do? We've talked about that a lot. Most of what's in that has to do with mental health, has to do with checks on people who are, I'll call them, unbalanced and a danger, and also school safety. The Supreme Court striking down that New York law is interesting, because what does it mean now? It means that, as in other places, New Yorkers could be armed in public. They could be armed in public. And the decision is expected to spur a wave of lawsuits in other states, hoping that want to see that challenge, that the existing state and federal restrictions in places like California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New Jersey will change, and that they'll rewrite their laws. The ruling follows the mass shootings, of course, last month in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas, and it was coincidentally handed down on a day when the Senate passed gun control legislation that would enhance background checks for prospective gun buyers ages 18 to 21, provide incentives for states to enact so-called red flag laws, and tighten a federal ban on domestic abusers buying firearms. It definitely was a big action on any kind of gun legislation that we've seen in 3 years. So judicial and legislative, so interesting. But if we go back to the Supreme Court, it was a 6-3 decision, and Justice Clarence Thomas wrote from the majority saying it protects an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. States can continue to prohibit guns in some locations, like schools and government buildings, but the ruling leaves open where the bans might be, you know, where the bans might be allowed. And Governor Kathy Hochul of New York vowed to reconvene the legislature as early as next month to enact new measures that could let the state maintain existing regulations. So she wants to jump on this. Democratic lawmakers in Maryland are also saying they would rewrite legislation to survive legal challenges. Hochul says, we're already dealing with a major gun violence crisis. We don't need to add more fuel to this fire. The case concerned the law of which give government officials substantial discretion over issuing gun licenses, right? So what are we talking about? In, let's look at Justice Kavanaugh. He quoted the court's 2008 decision in the District of Columbia versus Heller, which appeared to endorse some other restrictions, and he said that if you look at this, states were generally free to require fingerprinting, a background check, a mental health records check, and training in firearms handling and in laws regarding the use of force. So in looking at it, he says, if you look at District of Columbia versus Heller, then you look at this ruling, and, you know, it's it means that now it, this case that centered on a lawsuit from two men who were denied the licenses they wanted in New York, saying that the state makes it virtually impossible for the ordinary law-abiding citizen to obtain a license, it completely flips that over. As Thomas said, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. He said, this isn't how the First Amendment works when it comes to unpopular speech or the free exercise of religion. It's not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witness against him. And it's not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense. So this is a very big ruling from, and it breaks from the past. Huge, huge ruling. And now the question is, what about movie theaters and stadiums and subways? And that's what Justice Breyer wrote, what the court does not say. He was part of the dissent. And, of course, he was joined by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, where they focused on the toll of gun violence. And there were others who said they were disappointed by the ruling, but the share prices of firearm manufacturers rose on Wall Street. Smith & Wesson climbed more than 9% after that ruling. Just coincidentally, 9%. This is a very, very big change and a really, really big, big decision. And especially for people who wanted to be able to do what people in Texas can do, what people in Florida can do, and be able to carry, right? And then where are guns limited? And, of course, in government buildings, that's one example of guns not being, you can't walk in federal buildings with guns, obviously. And they stop you when you go through and get screened. So, but it's big. So it's big to have in one day two branches of the government in opposite directions, in a sense, with guns, right? And what will the challenges be to this? It'll be fascinating and important to watch what happens here. I think background checks, like the Senate's bipartisan gun bill, is really resting on anybody who's bought a firearm recently on what the federal background check system is, right? And stopping potential shooters before they even get there. Like, what can be done? What will the red flag laws do? Right? What will they do? So this is big. And this is what the water cooler buzz is about. The bipartisan gun bill, which breaks the impasse that has gone on for decades. The Supreme Court striking down the New York law. Big. Send me your thoughts. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Guarantee there are people that have lots of thoughts on this. All right, we're headed to the man cave to talk a little sports.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave. Man cave.
Oh, yeah.
We let Andy have the floor for a couple extra moments, but we are excited. We're in the man cave, and a lot of the conversation is centered around what happened in the NBA draft. I'm going to get to that in a second. But I have to say it was exhilarating to be at a Stanley Cup final game, Game 4, where the Avalanche sadly beat the Lightning because I was in Tampa's Amalie Arena. And so once again, this was an overtime thriller, 3-2, the final score. So now the puck drops on Friday for that Game 5, Colorado leading the series with two overtime wins and one blowout, 3-1. And this is big, 8 o'clock Eastern. Could they wrap it up? Well, of course they could. Will they wrap it up is what the question is. And will the Lightning fight back and win this next game? And then it's 1-1 where they go back and forth between the cities. The average ticket price, $1,000 for this game with the Avalanche, because it's been a very long time since they won the Stanley Cup. And there's a limited amount of seats, right? So are people willing to reselling the tickets, you could get over 1,300 plus, but the average price is the highest ever. It's going to break 1,000, right? If you looked at game one, it was $859. That was the average price, but that shot up because they could win the Stanley Cup. So ticket sales have increased 60% in the last 24 hours after the Avalanche won that game 4 in overtime. And hats off to everybody in the Bolts organization for putting on quite a show, and what they do at that Amalie Arena with the music, the lights, it's mind-blowing. It's one of the best that I've ever seen. The crowd was insane, and to be there for a Stanley Cup game was absolutely incredible. My pleasure. And I take pleasure in sports. I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. That's being updated right now. And one of the biggest things that happens in the world of sports is the drafts. Because this is where teams get to, of course, either trade some of their superstars for stock in the draft, or just move some of the pieces around. It's so important what happens in the draft because it's the future. What does the future look like for these NBA teams? And I'm not surprised that Paolo Banchero, the star forward from Duke, went first in the draft. It wasn't necessarily expected. Jabari Smith Jr. out of Auburn was in many mock drafts where we speculate on who goes where. He was expected to perhaps have that slot. But Banchero, 6'10", averaged 17 points, 7-plus rebounds, 3-plus assists in 39 games for the Blue Devils. Orlando is in a rebuild mode, let's face it. So they have lots of pieces in place, and he could be the piece they're missing. So the very big surprise at number one. At number one, because he wasn't necessarily expected to go number one. But absolutely has the stuff to start and could easily be number one. So it wasn't a bad pick at all. It was a great pick. You know, you don't know how these draft choices are going to turn out. You get to pick them, sign the guys you picked, and then wait in the future to see what happens and how well the draft ends up going down in history for you, because there's no way to know that. And again, it's about so many of those moving pieces and where the moving pieces go. All right, speaking of pieces, just a quick update on this. The Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers, says the goal is to bring everyone back for a title defense. They just won. And already we're talking about next year. So head coach Steve Kerr and the general manager had a conversation about how they feel like they can get just as far, get the same core together. Golden State has 7 free agents. And just 2 of them are restricted. And the team is already over the luxury tax, $24.6 million. $24.6 million. So, of course, they hope they can bring everyone back. Because they have a team that could win another championship. So why would you want to lose that piece? You don't want to lose any of those pieces, is what that means. Yeah, like, no, they don't want to lose any of these. It's like any good team. They don't want that to happen. Then you move along to what else is going on in the world of sports. And, you know, before you know it, we blink our eyes twice because here we are deep into June and training camps are going to open up in the NFL. I can't even believe it, but I say that all the time because we turn around and all of a sudden it's here. So you look at what is going on in the NFL after dealing with Deshaun Watson and that investigation. What other lawsuits are they fending off? And the NFL earlier this week filed a motion in federal court to compel Brian Flores' class action lawsuit against the league and several teams in which he and 2 other coaches allege racial discrimination in their hiring practice to arbitration. So they're saying, let's take it to arbitration. The NFL argued in its filing that all 3 coaches agreed in their signed contracts to arbitrate any claims against the teams that employ them and that the NFL Constitution's arbitration provisions cover claims involving 2 or more clubs. So they're pushing to settle this, is what's happening. It was Flores who filed his lawsuit in February, alleging that the Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, offered him $100,000 per loss during the 2019 season. his first with the team to improve its draft position. Boy, it'll be wild to see where this snakes around. Because there were definitely others that jumped on this. And Flores is right now employed by the Steelers as a senior defensive assistant and linebackers coach. So, in fact, all the people that are involved in the suit, the couple, the handful, they're employed by NFL teams. Boy, that could be a distraction in training camp. Oof. A Hall of Famer, Hugh McElhinney, he's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, like I said, used incredible skills that he had as a halfback in the 50s to get to that Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. He died, it was just announced, at the age of 93, natural causes in Nevada. What a great way to go, right? Oh, natural causes. And what was he known for? He was known for his long strides down the field. And he had stops with the Vikings, the Giants, the Lions. But he had 9 years with the San Francisco 49ers. And he had a nickname, Hurryin' Hugh, because of the way he bolted, the unique way he ran down the field. Right? And people say he was a threat in all phases of the game, rushing, pass, receiving, kicker, punter. You know, that was the day where you tried to do it all anyway. And he was a member of the Hall of Fame's class of 1970. Ninth pick in the 1952 NFL draft by the 49ers out of Washington. And he quickly drew a lot of attention by his playing style, by the results that he produced, and, you know, just how many people, how many eyes were on what was going on there. A lot. Major League Baseball in the man cave. We keep on keeping on until we get to that break. It's sort of the early dog days of summer for baseball anyway. Let's call it that. Right? And I'm wondering how many of you have been to a baseball game. I got a couple of emails from folks out there saying that this is a time where they try to catch up on their baseball. Catch up! We have a lot of games to catch up on to see where these teams have landed. There have been a couple that have been on serious win streaks. And how about the Yankees? You got to tip your cap to them, boy. They just keep bringing it.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Grief has given way to anger a month after a gunman walked into a Texas elementary school and killed 21 people. As investigation revealed that the mass tragedy at Robb Elementary School could have been prevented, one parent stood outside of the Uvalde County courtroom holding a sign calling for school district police chief Pete Arredondo to be fired. He plans to do the same Friday, trying to get the attention of officials. Arredondo is currently on administrative leave. The World Health Organization convenes its emergency committee to consider if the outbreak of monkeypox warrants being declared a global emergency. The WHOA is expected to announce any decisions made by Friday. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration is canceling the federal student debt of borrowers who say their school defrauded them, settling a class action lawsuit originally filed against the Trump administration. The lawsuit submitted sued the Education Department 4 years ago in 2018 because it was no longer issuing any decisions on borrower defense applications. Just earlier this month, the Biden administration announced students who attended the now-defunct Corinthian colleges chain would automatically have their federal student loans canceled in an effort to bring closure to one of the cases of fraud in American higher education.
So I am proud to announce that the Department of Education will cancel all remaining federal student loans for former Corinthian students.
That was Vice President Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Drummond joins us. Her book is called The Voice from the Back Row, Off the Bandwagon. Wait till you hear what she did and all the work that went into this book. Diane, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm happy to be talking with you.
So let's talk about the road to this book. How did this come about?
Well, this is an effort of about 5 years that kind of has grown in the process. It started out simply as a blog, and I was learning how to write blogs on, you know, on the computer and things, and it just grew, and this is the information just seemed to come through, and this is what needs to be said at this particular time. And after 5 years, I'd said it all, I think, so it was time to make it into a book, which I did.
So in the book, what will people find out? What's the book about?
The book basically is about thinking. It's about our need to think at the moment. We are in a time of pretty great transition from all areas, and I think most people will acknowledge that. At least they will acknowledge the feeling of chaos around them. And the ultimate thing is if we just sit back and complain or don't complain and let things roll on and somebody else will take care of it all, what we're going to end up getting is pretty much what we don't want, because things are changing, and if we don't guide what we change, we just say, give me any old thing, well, then you get any old thing. So what we all need to do, irrespective of what you think, the book does not tell anybody what to think, but it does tell them to please think, because that if we don't think and we don't start moving our lives in the direction we would like them to go, then we are going to get something we don't like in the future. So that's basically the thrust of the book. And it consists of a series of, you might say, mini essays, but essays seem to turn people off, and they're more like conversations than essays, on just about every topic you can think of. Excellence and perfection. I do a little bit on the bathroom wars and some political things like guns. And I do things like on how to center yourself and things like dreaming reality and how do you dream reality. And it's a little bit of current events in politics, but not so much of that as it is of inner transformation. Some spiritual things, some themes like death and life that we know of. Some things like focus and concentration and how to move energy. It's just a lot of different chapters and a lot of different subjects, but all of the subjects go into think. Please think and please start acting on what you think, whatever that is. The future is going to be the combination of our thinking, not the combination of how much we can riot in the streets, although coming out in the streets and protesting is a part of things, but it's just a beginning.
So you cover a lot. And tell us, just give us a little sneak peek on how to center yourself, because I think a lot of people have no idea how to do that, Diane.
Well, you have to then come into, you have to be able to focus on what is now, which is a difficult thing for most people, because our minds tend to think, oh, this was out in the past. Oh, what's going to happen in the future? But at least for the moment, you have to focus on what is right now. And for some people, that's focusing on washing the dishes. And for some people, that's prayer and meditation. And it works a little differently for most people, but it's coming into balance. And some of the best things are going out into nature, if you can handle that, whether it's your garden or a walk in the park. And again, there's just different things for most people. One needs to appreciate beauty, one needs to cultivate gratitude, and all those are things that are touched upon in the book.
What was it like for you to pull all this together and relive some of the blogs that you wrote? Was it rewarding?
It's rewarding, and I still read my own book to come back to it and remember it. Yes, it was rewarding, and it was a discipline for sure, because every 2 weeks I had to sit down and come up with something. And sometimes it was hard because life gets in the way to sit down and actually start writing, but once I started to write, the words came. So,
wow.
And actually, writing is not a problem. It's the discipline of getting around to doing it and focusing on it. That's the discipline.
Right, and that goes to you, how to center yourself when you do certain things, and that falls right into line with that. And you can get Diane's book, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, The Voice from the Back Row, Off the Bandwagon. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope they take away from it a sense of enjoyment, because I think it's written in a conversational way that people will actually like. And I hope it helps them to think and just not read it. Don't read it all at once in one sitting. There's too much to absorb. But read one or two chapters at a time. And then think, ponder on them. Think what you think about it. And I think you will like that. I think you will want to recommend it to your friends. I think once you get into it, it's going to be something you go, wow. And that doesn't mean me. That means the content of the book. Okay?
So, will you write another now after this?
I am thinking of writing another, and that will take time. But I already have a thought in my head to pursue, and I'm not quite sure how I'm going to pursue it.
Wow, so interesting. And I love the title, The Voice from the Back Row, Off the Bandwagon. How'd
off
you come up
bandwagon.
With that? Yeah,
well,
how'd you come up with that
back
title?
Back Row is an imagery of an old-fashioned schoolhouse with, you know, multi-age kids in there. And I'm the one in the back row that's raising your hand and saying, but, wait, but, and trying to talk against or even explain better what's being said. And then off the bandwagon is because I'm definitely not a bandwagon person. I don't just see what everybody's saying right now, and yay, I'll say that too without thinking. I disagree with a lot of things that come on. But then I have things to promote too that could be done better. So
I like that. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Yep.
Well, raise your hand. Exactly.
Yeah, it's all about thinking.
If you're thinking, don't agree. Raise your hand. Speak up. Hey, listen, there's some more to be said. You know?
Yeah, wonderful. What a great conversation. And again, the book is The Voice from the Back Row, Off the Bandwagon.
Right.
Diane Drummond, thank you so much.
Yeah, I recommend everybody read it. It's a little bit pricey for each. It's cheap as an e-book if you read e-books. Moderate as a soft cover, and a little bit pricey as a hardcover, but it's worth it for the book.
Thanks, Diane.
Okay, take care, and all of you, get the book and enjoy.
With a couple of minutes left in this segment, here's a few quick hits. Big on the day, I talked about this at the top, the Supreme Court overturns a 100-year-old New York law on carrying concealed weapons. I think this honestly was expected if you read the tea leaves. I kept thinking that when this comes up, this is what's going to happen. So the 6-3 majority, Justice Clarence Thomas, said Thursday that the law's requirement of New Yorkers who want a permit to carry a handgun in public to show proper cause that the weapon is specifically needed for self-defense violates the 14th Amendment by preventing law-abiding citizens from ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their right to keep and bear arms in public. So how about that? The Supreme Court, again, striking down this century-old law restricting the carrying of concealed firearms. Its first major Second Amendment decision, you would say, in about a decade, and a ruling that could lead to, some are talking about, more guns on the street. And what does that mean? Though the decision concerns New York law, it probably could affect a handful of other states. Like what states? Hawaii, Maryland, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. So big one, a lot of people talking about that. I've been talking about layoffs because of what's happening with interest rates, et cetera, and the effect that it's having on business, and then also the supply chain and the war for eyeballs when it comes to entertainment. So Netflix, they were the kings of streaming until everybody else got into the game, right? And what does that mean? It means that now other people, of course, other networks stream and have additional streaming services and adding to their lure and what people decide they're going to do with their dollars. So Netflix has cut about 300 employees, around 3% of its workforce. They already had a cut. It's the latest round of major layoffs at the streaming giant. And part of that is, you know, they look at revenue growth and they say they regret they didn't see slowing revenue growth earlier because it could have been a more gradual, you know, readjustment. So about 216 in the United States, 30 employees were cut in the Asia Pacific countries, 53 in Europe, the Middle East and Africa, 17 in Latin America. And it's been two rounds of this so far. And they're talking about they had to do this to invest amounts in the content. And so this, therefore, they were trying to not make too many cuts, but they had to make the cuts. So again, whether it's supply chain, whether it's something else when it comes to interest rates, et cetera, or just eyeballs. I mean, that was just an eyeball thing because you heard what the top man of the company said. I mean, we regret that we didn't act on this sooner and then maybe wouldn't have had to make a bunch of cuts. They might have had to have some cuts, but maybe not as many cuts. I mean, I guess, you know, let's put it that way. And then finally, there's one other thing I'm going to mention here because I thought this was so interesting. Since I used to live in New Mexico, one of my early days in broadcasting, for KOB, I was a television reporter and I used to cover Los Alamos. So the country's number one healthiest community, U.S. News ranking at that, once again is Los Alamos. And they're saying it's because they're well-educated, it's largely affluent, and they have access to healthcare. So, you know, you've got 17 national laboratories there, so you can imagine with all the scientific research, et cetera. And so they're saying because of that, they believe that those analytics come across in other ways. So food and nutrition, infrastructure, because people get what they want.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the UK for a conversation with Janine Brownrigg. The book is called Pioneering Spirit, an Anglo-Argentine story of my ancestors, my mother, and me. Janine, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for inviting me.
So what made you pursue the story of the Brownriggs?
Because I had more information about the Brownriggs. My cousins had done a lot of research over the last decades. And they were very helpful in helping me to navigate the path of the ancestral line. And through their research, I was able to trace our Brownrigg ancestors back into the mid-1680s. They originated from Cumbria or the northern England and then moved over to Ireland. And from there, my ancestors moved from Ireland to Argentina and then from Scotland to New Zealand to Argentina, which is where I was born. I'm a second generation Anglo-Argentine, as my father was also born there.
Wow, what was life like in Argentina for the family? That there was something about it that kept drawing them back there.
It offered the opportunity. They were farmers, and they bought farmland in Argentina as an amazing climate for cattle ranching or sheep farming. It's an amazing
natural resources. It just offered space, I imagine. That's why they did it. And when my ancestors went out there at the turn of the early 1900s, Argentina was a growing nation, and they were welcoming Europeans. And many of the Europeans, not just from England and Ireland, but from Spain, Italy, Germany, Holland, they all ended up in Argentina. And Buenos Aires is an incredible city because it's so European. You wouldn't realize. You think you're in Madrid or Paris. They call it the Paris of the Southern Hemisphere because it's just such a European city. And so the legacy of the British, who built a lot of the infrastructure, is still maintained there. And I think that's what attracted the British, certainly, to Argentina in the first place. It was just a land of opportunity.
Wow, how interesting to think that they were able to do that, realize that, and then pursue that. And your mother pursued some things that you found out about much deeper when you dove into writing this book. What did you find out about your mother?
My mother was a very inspired lady. She was a very strong-willed lady. She and my father both volunteered during the war, although they lived in Argentina, and Argentina was neutral during the Second World War. There was a lot of patriotism for the motherland, as they called it. And they, and along with 700 Anglo-Argentines like themselves, volunteered to come and serve in the British Armed Forces during the war. So she volunteered for 3 years with my father. My father was sent overseas to the Far East. So they just got married, and I think she didn't want to be separated from him, and so she went with him. But, of course, she spent 3 years apart anyway. So she had a real sense of adventure. She was very strong and very determined lady. She always exceeded everything she'd ever done. She was very humble. She managed to achieve an awful lot in her life. But she always wanted to be a healer. She had a very deep experience when she was a child and always wanted to go into the healing profession. But she had to wait until she was in her 60s before that was possible. And then she trained with Touch for Health and learnt applied kinesiology and was able to access the body's innate wisdom through muscle testing. And she developed she had an amazing gift of being able to help her clients to release their emotional wounds and traumas and find rebalance. They call their work balancing, because it was about balancing the body, the mind, body, spirit. And so part of the reason for writing the book was also to write about her healing journey.
We're speaking with Janine Brown-Rigg. The name of the book is Pioneering Spirit, an Anglo-Argentine story of my ancestors, my mother, and me. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And your mother's healing and what you talk about in the book, you hope that people will be able to apply it to their life. What do you want people who are listening to know about the importance of that and how it can change what's happening to you?
It's important to realize that healing starts from within. And there are, with energy healing modalities, of which there are many now available, possibly far more than when my mother was practicing, that can actually help us to release that emotional energy that gets trapped in our systems. We're like a river. If we imagine the river and water flows freely through the river, but silt builds up in the bottom and we get boulders and trees fall in and debris, and then the water can't flow freely through the river. In the same way, we are energy beings, and so life force energy flows through us. But if our meridians, which is the energy pathways in the body, get blocked through our negativity, beliefs, patterns of behavior, it acts like the boulder in the river, and therefore energy stops, and that's when we become unwell and our body gives us a pain, or we feel unwell, we feel depressed. It's because we're not allowing the life force energy to flow through us. So by realizing that we can release that very simply with energy healing techniques, it gives us, we take back control of our own health and well-being. And I think that is so essential in today's day and age. And health services are so overwhelmed that if we can do just one thing for ourselves, we can make a difference to others.
Boy, isn't that true. For you, the journey of writing this book and then finally seeing it and having it out there, what's that been like?
Gosh, it was like holding a newborn baby. They always say that if you're an author, you treat your book like a baby, and you're very, very, you nurture it, you see it grow, it evolves through you. And so when I received my eight boxes of books that arrived on my doorstep, it was like a gift. It was such a gift, but it was a gift from me to me, if you'd like to say that, because I'd created the book, and to see it actually in print and holding it in my hands was an amazing. I thought, for somebody who has difficulty in finishing projects, It was like, yes, I've done it. So I was really grateful to my mother for giving me that she planted the seed, but I had to let it nurture and grow in my own time, and it evolved in ways that I truly believe she never ever imagined, let alone me ever imagined when I started. And I said, yes, okay, I'll do it. I never imagined it would take me on this journey of self-discovery of myself and also my ancestral line. It's been an extraordinary experience.
How wonderful. What do you want people to take away from Janine reading the book?
I think a sense of adventure. It is a personal story. It is my life story. And I start it by saying we all have a story to tell. And I know everybody who's listening, all your listeners, everybody, we all have a story to tell, who we are, where we come from, where we're going. And we're all like artists. We're painting pictures of our life story. But what it does is it gives us an opportunity to step back and say, do I like the picture I'm painting? Shall I bring in another dimension? Shall I bring another character in? Shall I bring in another color? It's just about realizing we create the lives we live, and it's up to us to make a difference to our own lives. So, yeah, it's about healing, transformation, and change, and also realizing that our ancestors can help us release, heal ourselves in our present day if we are willing to take a step back and look into our ancestral lineage. There are gifts there.
Perfect place to end this. Janine Brownrigg, Pioneering Spirit, an Anglo-Argentine story of my ancestors, my mother, and me. Get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's been lovely talking with you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.